This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, you do. You look sexy as hell.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Bill O'Brien speaking in less than 3 hours. It's going to be the first time he's met with the media since the firing of Brian Gain. Texans search for a new GM continues. Nick Caserio. The only scenario, according to me, we'll see if they're going to get permission to speak with him. The Patriots have to give him that permission. It's just a matter of whether or not they can woo him before he comes to Houston. Woo him, woe him, whatever. Whatever they got to do. Lift the skirt up, whatever you want to do. They got to do something. The NFL Hall of Famer, John McClain, he's going to be grilling Bill O'Brien at 1 o'clock. I can assure you that. He broke the news about the firing of Brian Gain last Friday, and you mentioned that it was an ongoing thing and an erosion. As you put it, tell the people how the relationship between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain came to an abrupt ending just 18 months after he took the job as the Texans GM.
Well, it wasn't abrupt. It had been going on a while, and it wasn't just Bill O'Brien. It was several people in the organization. Cal McNair wanted it to work and decided, you know, you can try to make it work going into next season, and then he determined you couldn't. And I believe... My opinion is that, like, they don't have to get permission from the Patriots. That's formality. Mm-hmm. They didn't get permission last year because the Patriots were still playing, and when they ask, and when you're playing, you can turn down anybody for anything. And the Texans didn't want to wait to see if they played in the Super Bowl and then wait into February. And so the Patriots turned them down because they were still playing. And this year, The way you have to write the deal, send it to the Patriots and NFL, so he has total control of personnel except the game day roster, which is the same way it's been written here. And so the key is, can the Patriots do with Nick Caserio like they did Josh McDaniels? McDaniels mm-hmm. had taken the Colts job, the offer from Chris Ballard. He'd started hiring staff. And then the Patriots, Robert Kraft, I'm guessing, since he controls the purse strings, stepped up, and no telling what he offered him, whether it's to be there, apparent to Belichick, who knows. But he made him an offer that got him to stay and back out of that deal, which caused him a lot of grief as far as his reputation. So there, I'm sure they're trying the same thing. Caserio's been in the organization since 2001. He's turned down other opportunities to interview. It'd be a coup if they could get him. And since O'Brien and Jack Easterby, and I wrote about Easterby today, who he is and his background, that's on HoustonChronicle.com, and I've tweeted it a couple of times. And he is really good friends with Caserio. My personal opinion is this is all about getting Nick Caserio.
Let's go back to Brian Gain, though, because you said it's been eroding and it's been a while. Literally in March, both Bill O'Brien and Nick Caserio and Brian Gain said they were in alignment.
And McNair.
How does it go from March to May and he rode that fast?
I don't know, but it did. I'm not see what goes on behind the scenes, and so there'd been grumblings about what was going on in the organization, but you never thought they'd fire guys, especially the McNairs, known for stability. Fans and media have howled for them to fire coaches and GMs before, and they'd always stuck with them. But to fire Gain with 3.5 years left, they're paying Rick Smith, they're going to be paying a third GM. That's a lot of money for general managers, but for them to pull that plug on Gain tells me whatever was going on behind
what
the scenes
was
pretty
bad. What would you guess it was?
Bad. Well, I don't guess on things. I'm not going to guess. Whatever is
well, I meant like educated dealings. Guess. I didn't mean like throw a dart.
Dealings.
I'm not talking about throwing a dart. I'm saying from what you could see.
Dealings over time, and I couldn't see that.
What goes into day-to-day dealings?
Well, you have meetings. Cal McNair thought Brian's a better personnel man than general manager. General manager's over medical, training, strength and rehab, nutrition, doctors, football ops, and they thought Brian was better as a personnel guy, and Brian wasn't going to take it to motion. and have his authority taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And so McNair pulled the plug.
So this is as simple as they were going to do this regardless, or do they think that they have their guy in Nick Caserio who can be an upgrade? Because that's what a lot of guys are saying, is they saw that they could get an upgrade. Are you telling me that it reached the point where even if Nick Caserio weren't available, they were going to fire Brian Gain on Friday regardless?
Yes, I do believe that. I believe they were, and they may not get Caserio.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots are making an all-out push to keep him. But I got to think, with O'Brien and Easterby being really close with him, that before they did this, before Cal McNair this, they would have had a pretty good indication that he would come, which, of course, is tampering, and we'll see if the Patriots were to file tampering charges after it's all over. If Patriots go to Roger Goodell and say, yeah, we want a draft choice, but that would be kind of interesting that the Patriots would be crying foul.
Right.
And I believe that if he comes here to interview, he will not be leaving. Joe Douglas' situation.
Have they interviewed him?
No. No. And they asked for permission Friday night. Joe Douglas' situation, between the time the Jets asked for permission and he accepted the job, I think was about 4 days. And I think this one asking Friday night, and then the Patriots mounting their plan of attack, having all weekend to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's today, Tuesday? I'm guessing on Monday they were all over Caserio about trying to keep him.
What about Bill O'Brien? Because you mentioned that Bill O'Brien might have more power and the GM's going to have to answer to him.
No, the GM will not answer Bill O'Brien under any circumstances.
Okay, yeah, because on Friday I took that maybe, you know, Bill O'Brien was going to be the guy.
The other side of the organization being have bigger, more influence on all those things like football ops, medical training.
So Bill O'Brien's going to answer to whoever comes in here. It's not going to be another situation.
It'll be in his contract. It'll be just Gain had it in his contract. He had control of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But like a good general manager, you don't force the head coach to take players he doesn't want, or he's not going to play them.
Mm-hmm.
The head coach is in control of the game day roster. And so the players who came in here were signed off on by O'Brien and his personnel people, based on Justin Reed, Kiki QT, the two Jordan tight ends, possibly the picks this year. They did a good job working in personnel together.
By most accounts, I don't know if this includes you anymore, but by most accounts, Bill O'Brien did not get along with Rick Smith. Had this Brian Gain come in and was, at least 17 months ago, was considered a Bill O'Brien guy.
Yep.
So Bill O'Brien couldn't get along with one. Then he couldn't get along with the next one.
Better get along with the third one or he'll be out of here.
Exactly. That's my question. I mean, the common denominator here is not necessarily, you know, an erosion or personnel. It's Bill O'Brien.
Well, he and Gain were really tight when Gain was here before, and they started off really tight here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are trying to act like it's Easterby, and Easterby plays a role. He sits in on these meetings. It's Cal McNair, Jamie Roots, Chris Olsen, Bill O'Brien, and Jack Easterby doing the interviews. And they had their five-man committee when they hired Gain, and Caserio was their first choice then. And they had Joe Douglas, mm-hmm. Will McClay, Brian Gutekunst. The only one that actually got permission and moved in here to interview was Brian Gutekunst. And while he was here, the Packers offered him a GM job, and he went back to Green Bay. And then they hired Brian. So if they get Caserio, they're going to look like geniuses. If they don't, they're going to expand their search. There's mm-hmm. no hurry at this time of year. A lot of potential candidates have vacations planned. And I know I've heard from several former general managers, personnel directors wanting to know what's going on. And I've told them, you know, they want Caserio, and if they don't get Caserio, throw your hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm. So just to reset this, you're saying that Brian Gain would have been fired last Friday regardless of if they thought they could get Caserio or not.
That's what I believe, because there's no guarantee they're getting him. The Patriots could keep him just like they kept Josh McDaniels.
What about, sitting here now with the wait for Caserio, I'm guessing they're just going to keep for the interview is what I'm saying. You know, it's Tuesday. I mean,
there's no hurry.
Well, there is a hurry in that building to bring someone in.
At this point, all the general manager is doing with his personnel staff.
But you got July 15th looming.
That's not going to change. And never,
well, somebody has to be general manager to do the clowny stuff.
Well, the clowny stuff is what?
Well, the tag, et
cetera. Chris Olsen's the ones doing all that, and he's still there. They appointed him as the interim direct football operations head, and he's the one negotiates contracts, and so nothing's changing on Clowney. He'll be the franchise player this year. And so general managers at this point, Gaines' staff is doing this. They just went, when we were at the last OTA last week, Gaines and the scouts were all in Florida, not last week, week before, doing the annual convention with the National Scouting Combine about next season. They've already, Gaines and his staff, and I think I counted up 23 people on that staff, have been geared toward college scouting and getting ready for free agency next year. And, yeah, there are other free agents they could sign before training camp, but they don't have anything pressing to do right now.
Have you, or do you expect to hear from Brian Gaines, his perspective?
I would imagine. I mean, he still wants to work, and I think he'll get a job. Like, he was vice president of player personnel for Buffalo. He's been in multiple teams with the Cowboys, the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Texans and Bills, and so I'm sure Brian will be working in personnel. Now, it's hard for him to go right.
He'll
now
have to say something
to getting a director of player personnel job or a VP of player personnel.
No, I'm saying, but he'll have to say
and
something publicly about it.
So he wants to get a job. So when he talks, he's going to have to be very, very careful and diplomatic, because he doesn't want to say anything that could be misconstrued as a shot at the Texans when you're trying to get another job. So I'm sure he's thinking about what he wants to say. And if somebody said, well, what would he tell a potential employer? He said, well, I'd say this. Here's where I've been. Here's what's happened. Last year I didn't have a number one pick. We got this guy, this guy, this guy. This year we had an extra pick. This is what I did. I left them with three compensatory picks, two of which could be third round picks.
Sounds like he did a good job.
He did do a good job in personnel.
And he's 11-5.
And had 11-5 record, yes. And so I don't think that this will have anything to do with his future employment.
I'm really confused by this. So you're telling me, John, that when you heard the news that Brian Gaines was getting fired and you were on the triple threat, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here.
I was getting
here.
Ready to go on the triple threat.
You weren't surprised? Like, you weren't.
I was surprised at the timing on Friday at then, and I was surprised that he got fired, but I'd been hearing this for a while now, that there was a lot of discord over there. And I couldn't get anybody to tell me on the record, couldn't get anybody to lay it out, just as I call it, discord.
Interesting. Very interesting. Should have seen it coming, John Lopez. Landry Locker, John Lopez.
I don't think anybody sees a general manager getting fired at that time of year.
3.5 years left on his contract.
Friday, especially on Friday, late Friday afternoon.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us for one more segment before he heads out to NRG and gets his game face on to grill Bill O'Brien, who's going to meet with the media at 1 p.m. The search for the next GM is in effect for the Houston Texans. We'll give you the latest on who that could be. It all points to one guy, but what if it's not him? Then who? And what is the new power structure over there at NRG? More with NFL Hall of Famer John McClain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.